You do not have to run away to join the circus. This week, a camp kicks off in Seattle where kids between the ages of 8 and 21 can go and train to learn how to juggle and tumble, walk a tightrope, and much more. The circus camp is led by the Brooklyn, New York-based nonprofit American Youth Circus Organization, and it's hosted by the Seattle nonprofit, the School of Acrobatics and New Circus Arts. Training can only get you so far, though. Not everyone who dreams of having an unending handkerchief makes it into the clown car. KUOW's Arwen Nix spoke with Eugene, Oregon resident Ben Sherrill about the time he tried to get a clown contract.
I started contact juggling when I was 15 or 16. I had a couple friends that were clowns for Ringling Brothers, and they were always telling us, you know, telling me and JD, my older brother, when we were, like, when you guys turn 18, if you want to join the circus, we got a job for you. And then, I was 18 for like 6 months or something, and they came into town and they were like, hey man, I still got that job. And I was like, sweet, let's go.
So what happened then?
Well, they do clown auditions. Like, you have to audition and get a clown contract. So I joined the show as on the props crew. My plan was to do the clown audition in Anaheim when we got there, which I ended up doing. But between the time that I started on the props crew and the time that I did the clown audition, they fired the pyrotechnician. And so I became the pyrotechnician for the show. So that by the time I got my clown audition done, apparently it's easier to find a clown than it is a pyrotechnician. So I never ended up actually getting a clown contract, because they didn't want to have to replace their pyrotechnician.
So the clown audition and the training that you did to go into that, what was that like? What is clown training?
I don't know. I never really had any sort of like actual, you know, I don't even know what you would qualify as formal clown training, but I just had I had enough tricks up my sleeve already, and I had a couple buddies that were already professional clowns. They gave me probably like an hour-long tutorial almost on like clown gestures, clown faces. They didn't really show me too much makeup because they just did my makeup for the audition. It was really just a quick rundown of, you know, gestures and how to be over-exaggerated and all that stuff. And it took them 6 months to tell me that they weren't going to give me a clown contract.
And you didn't want to stay if you couldn't be clowning?
No.
Do you clown in your home or personal life now?
Well, I do with my kid every day. Are you kidding?
And what would you do?
It's basically my second job.
What would you do if your daughter came to you and said, Daddy, I want to be a clown when I grow up?
I would immediately call up one of my buddies from the circus who is actually still a professional clown, see what advice he could give me on getting her into it.
Any last advice for anyone who has a fear of clowns?
It's not really that scary. It's all just makeup.
Ben Sherrill told KUOW's Arwen Nix about the time he tried to get a clown contract.